Thank you. I'm going to pass the gavel to Chairman Bivens, Conservation Committee.
Thank you.
And may I say something here, Mark? Help me on this. I think what we want to do is get your committee going, do one and two. Am I saying that correctly? And then we'll go to exact recess to exact.
Yep.
You already had it.
The Conservation Committee will now come to order. The first order of business is the approval of the previous committee meeting minutes, which have already been distributed. Is there a motion for their approval?
I move.
Seconded by Brown. Seconded by Martin. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Hearing none, motion carries. Before we go any further, I would like to mention that committee item number 5, acceptance of conservation easement in Bastrop County, has been withdrawn at this time. Committee item number 1, land and water plan update. Mr. Cook.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just a couple of items that I want to mention to the group. TPWD will receive a tad over $4.8 million from the Federal Recreation Boating Safety Grant Program for FY08. Which is an increase of $1.8 million from FY07. Again, this goes back to a lot of the work that our law enforcement folks are doing with these various grant programs. These federal funds are for enhanced law enforcement activities in Texas waters to improve the safety for the over almost 600,000 recreational boaters registered in Texas. Also, I think most of you know, after several weather delays, the Texas Clipper was reefed on Saturday, November 17th. Unfortunately, the ship didn't follow the plan devised of lighting on the bottom in a sitting position and is laying on its side, and staff is continuing to work with the marine vendor to determine what options are available and the feasibility of riding that ship back up in position, which was quite a task.
How deep of water is it?
134 feet of water.
Isn't there some kind of bond or agreement that it...
Yes, yes. We are, as I said, we are negotiating with them. Remains to be seen where we end up there. But they're working with us. They're working with us. Also want to remind you that TPWD will host the 62nd Southeastern Fish and Wildlife Conference at the Bayfront Convention Center and Omni Bayfront Towers October 12th through 15th, 2008. This is a big deal. This is 16, 17 states from the southeastern United States. All of our fish, wildlife, law enforcement, pretty much everybody in Parks and Wildlife will be spending a week or two down there conducting this event. And typically we'll have 700 to 1,000 folks, possibly more, show up for this event from all over the southeastern United States. And we hope that you will join us.
Is that Corpus?
Corpus Christi.
What were the dates again?
October the 12th through 15th. As mentioned earlier, we successfully transferred 18 historic sites to the Texas Historical Commission on January the 1st, 2008, as directed by House Bill 12. Finally, the East Texas Fish Hatchery design is complete. The project is out for construction bids. It is anticipated that contracting for construction will be completed by early spring, and construction should start this summer. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Yes,
thank you,
Mr. Cook. The Clipper wasn't the only one tipping over its side.
It was a little rough out there, Mark.
It
went on for a few hours, too, didn't it? Yeah.
Margaret, you naughty girl.
Thank you, Mr. Cook. Committee item number 2, land transfer in Taylor County. Mr. Colton Coleman.
Good morning. For the record, my name is Corky Coleman with the Land Conservation Program. This item represents a request for a land transfer at Abilene State Park, Taylor County, Texas, This request is being made by the Texas Trails Council, the Boy Scouts of America. They're asking for roughly 91 acres. You can see the outline of the state park in blue, the solid red. The red hatched is what they're requesting, and the camp is to the east of that. Just a little bit of history of the property. The property was given to us by the City of Abilene in 1933 to be built as a CCC park. They gave us around 500 acres with a reversion clause. In 1949, the State Parks Board leased part of the camp. The actual part they're asking for to be transferred now, the lease was for 19 years in 1956. That lease was extended and expires in 2018. This is the first reading of this item, and what we're asking to do is to publish public notice, hold some local meetings, and come to you in the future if we can work out a deal. I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Can you go back to your map? Can you see the actual outline of the camp property on this? Or?
If you look to the red where it says it has the camp Tonkawa.
Right.
It's pretty much the green part, too, that's all adjacent to the red hatch part.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you. Is there any discussion on this item? If there are no further questions or discussion, I'll ask staff to begin the public notice and input process.
Thanks.
Mr. Chairman, we've had another emergency request. We have a group of guests in the back who are here for item number 3 under outreach and education. So I believe our process here is going to have to be, we're going to have to adjourn this committee and open the outreach education committee. Then we'll come back and recess to lunch.
Okay.
One step at a time.
At this time, I will adjourn. At this time, thank you guys.
Take a short recess.
At this time, I'd like to take a short recess. Thank you very much. I will reconvene the Conservation Committee and announce that we will resume our agenda after lunch, and also items 6 through 8 will be discussed in executive session. We will now recess for executive session. Therefore, I would like to announce that pursuant to the requirements of Chapter 551 Government Code, referred to as the Open Meetings Act, an executive session will be held at this time for the purpose of deliberation of real estate matters under Section 551.072 of the Texas Open Meetings Act, and the purpose of seeking legal advice from the General Counsel under Section 551.071 of the Open Meetings Act, and the purpose of deliberation of a prospective gift or donation under Section 551.073 of the Open Meetings Act. At this time, we will recess to executive session.
Thank you, Mark.